This is a Dynamic Production podcast presented by Todd Schaefer. To learn more, you can visit dynamicproduction.com. That's DYNAMIC production.com.
Did you enjoy hearing me get shut down last week, by the way?
Yeah, it's just funny because this is how it happens most of the time.
So what you're saying is the majority of your calls end unsuccessfully?
Because of, like you said, the wording when we start, like, okay, this is Anna calling you from State Insurance, they immediately put that block when they know you're calling for a sales call.
Remember what I said when I started this call? It was underlining fundamentals?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're thinking, I can't believe I just answered another sales call right out of the gate, what are your odds of winning?
Not so much.
If they're thinking, gosh, where are these people getting my number and calling me all the time?
Right.
But if they're thinking, is this important? Who is this? What's going on here? Gives us better odds. So, this one, I do make it to the X date. I do make it to the fact finder, and I'm almost all the way through the fact finder. And he tells me he's out of state.
Okay.
So the point in sharing that is it happens. So what is my attitude? I'm like, daggone it. But I can hang up thinking, bam, I made it through like 8 of the 10 steps. It's when I make it through 2 or 3 of the 10 steps that it's like, man, this is not going well.
Right.
But if you could just take it step by step. What did I just say?
They will take it step by step.
Yeah, if you could just take it step by step. Speak, listen. Speak,
right.
Listen. Step one, listen. Step two, listen. Step three, listen. Step four, listen. Oh, what did they say? Click the appropriate button.
Right.
Breathe. Tone. Execution. Delivery. Trust in the process. Those are all the things that I got to teach you to make you a master at creating those two quoting opportunities for yourself on a daily basis.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see what happens on this call.
Oh.
Hello, Will?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Todd Schaefer calling.
Who's that?
we haven't actually met. All right, let's actually go do the flashcard.
Okay.
And go ahead, is your tracking on or off?
It's on.
Okay, let's turn it off.
Okay.
Click confirm because he said hello, right?
Right.
Are we really clear on that first step?
Yeah.
If they answer with their name, if he would have said hello, this is Will, we would have clicked opening.
Right.
But he's like, hello.
Okay.
And did you notice the pause between the hello, Will?
Right.
That's very important. I don't know why I can't explain everything. But if you go, hello, Will, it's not going to work. So it's, hello, Will? Stay right there where you're on the flashcards. I want to rewind the call. And let's see if I follow the steps properly.
Okay.
Oh.
Hello, Will?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Todd Schaefer calling.
Who's that?
we haven't actually met. Was that perfect execution so far?
Yes.
Based on what? Our predetermined procedure.
Yeah.
We're telling ourselves if they react at the opening step by saying, who is this? And do I know you?
Mm-hmm.
It would make no sense to say, hi, how are you?
Right.
So we're going to what? Disarm. And it's only a way of just trying to get them to lower their defenses for a moment right before we ask.
Right.
Here we go. The reason I was calling is I'm an insurance professional with phone.
Oh, well, okay.
Did he respond at the pause?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to rewind it just a tad bit. The reason I was calling is I'm an insurance professional with funds.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call and see if you're happy with the rates you're paying for your insurance.
Well, I would be if I probably was with funds, but I'm not. I'm with
You're with all, and are you happy with all? And I'm glad we're listening to this call.
Right.
My objective at the ask step is to get them to state if they're happy or not.
Right.
Did he answer my question?
Yeah.
No, I probably would be if I was with I'm with Is that an answer to my question of saying, and I just wanted to know if you were happy with the rates you're paying for your insurance?
Yeah.
Like, no. See, let's listen. If I said to you, Anna, and I just wanted to call and see if you're happy with the rate you're paying for your insurance, what is it I'm wanting to know?
If we're happy or not.
Right. Like, and then if you answer, well, I probably would be if I was with a hunk like you. Does that answer my question?
No.
Did he answer my question?
He didn't,
and so because he didn't, what did I do? I repeated the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the same thing that, like, well, if I go, hi, this is Todd Schaefer calling, and they're like, who? I'm going to say, this is Todd Schaefer calling. I repeat that technique. Okay. If I say, and I was wondering if you're happy, and they don't answer the question, I'm going to say, so are you happy with all?
Okay.
So I'm going to rewind it just a little bit so you can hear that part again.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call and see if you're happy with the rates you're paying for your insurance.
Well, I would be if I probably was with funds, but I'm not. I'm with
All right. Again, did he answer my question?
No.
So watch what I do. You're with all, and are you happy with all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're close to me.
Before I go, can I ask you one quick question?
Okay.
Before paying your insurance renewals, do you feel it's a good practice to occasionally get a second opinion?
Yeah, sometimes.
If I could improve your existing plan, would it be okay if I called you before you had to pay your next renewal?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, awesome.
I'm already paying I think it comes to about 135 or something a month.
135 a month, and you're with
the... Yeah, but I got a pickup and a cover a bike.
Nice. So do you pay them monthly or every 6 months?
I pay them monthly. It is a credit card.
And, okay, are you guys on the X date? I'm back live. So go ahead and click. So when he said, yeah, they're good to me, that's an answer. That's basically answering my question, right?
Okay. So we will put I'm good or?
Either one. They'll take you to the same place. But go ahead and click happy.
Okay.
You could click I'm good. I got to double check that step to make sure I update it to make it match.
So I'll click happy and then rejection.
Position. Right. So then when he said, I'm good. Did you hear me say, okay?
Right.
And then I said, then I went to my rejection protection. That step right there is what will separate you from most sales professionals and their abilities.
Okay.
That step right there, we must get you there. You got to be okay saying, before I go, can I ask you one quick question? And yeah, you can almost hear the change in tone at that point.
Okay,
so let's go ahead and click the checkmate question.
Okay.
What's it say?
Before paying your insurance renewals, do you feel it's a good practice to occasionally get a second opinion?
Man, if you did it at that speed, right there, you would be golden. You know, you probably wasn't prepared to do that, and you just did it. You read the technique. It sounded very natural to me, and it was at a good speed.
Okay.
So, like, we want to slow the conversation down and and help the person enjoy the conversation that they're about to have with us.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed?
Yeah.
So he said, yeah, it's probably not bad. What do you do? Checkmate. Close.
Okay.
What's it say?
If I could improve your existing plan, would it be okay if I gave you a call before you pay your next renewal?
Again, good. So all this is a step, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is he playing along so far?
Yeah.
And at this point, did you notice him starting to offer up information?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I pay them monthly. So click X date.
Okay.
So I want to rewind that part. He didn't really give me outright permission to X date. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
So I'll come back to it. I'm going to rewind it a little bit.
Okay.
And we'll discuss this part. Would it be okay if I called you before you had to pay your next renewal?
Maybe.
There you go. So, yeah, maybe, again, is not an answer to my question, is it?
No.
So, I'm like, what you'll be doing is exactly what I was doing. I was like, oh, my gosh, what do I do?
Okay.
But let's listen to see what he says. Remember, speak, listen.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, awesome.
I'm already paying I think it comes to about $135 or something a month.
Bam. That's information, isn't it?
Yeah.
The fact that he's starting to offer up information was confirmation to me that he was okay with me calling him back before he pays his next renewal.
Okay.
So now what I'm going to do is attempt to stay within the parameters of my process. So I should have probably said, so when will you be paying your next renewal so I know when to give you a call?
Okay.
That's what I should have did, agreed?
Yeah.
But I think he told me he was paying monthly, so I selected the monthly in the second part of that first question. Do you see it?
Yeah.
And then I said, and you're currently with all eight. So basically I accidentally skipped over that first question. I filled in his first question, confirmed that he was with all eight. Now let's see what happens from there.
Okay.
$135 a month, and you're with Allstate?
Yeah, but I got a pickup and a cover a bike.
Nice. So do you pay them monthly or every 6 months?
I pay them monthly. They use a credit card.
And about what time of the month do you pay them so I know when to give you a call back? Holy cow, I'm the bomb. I basically stuck with my process, didn't I?
Yeah.
I got all the information for question one. I just started from part question 1C, 1B, 1A. And I don't know if you noticed, but the second I said, and you're with the eight, I kind of started to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
And I calmed down because I was back into my process. When he said, yeah, maybe, and I was unsure, I get a little amped.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, is this going to go well or not? So, and I'm wanting to save it, and I'm wanting to do what I can. But the second I said, and you're with the... I calm down, and you pay monthly, and about when do I give you a call? So that's when the pacing starts to take place, and that's what you got to be thinking in this step, you guys. I need to put the people at ease. I need to ensure that they don't feel threatened by me at all, that they're okay with our conversation. And if all those indicators feel good, I'm going to say, can I ask you a couple more questions and send you over a quote so you have time to think about it before paying your next renewal? And that's when they'll say, sure. So let's continue to X date.
Let's see. I think they bill it about the 5th of every month.
So you'll be having a renewal come up here pretty shortly?
Well, I don't know about a renewal.
A premium. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know.
Do you rent or own?
I own.
And do you have your homeowners with as well?
Yeah, because I save money that way.
All right, nice. And do you pay that through your mortgages?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you a couple more questions and send you over a quote to look at so you have time to think about it before you pay that renewal to Allstate on the 5th?
Okay.
Awesome. So you said you have a car and a motorcycle?
Yeah, and then I cover my house with them, too.
So what is the year, make, and model of your car?
It's a 2008 Dodge Ram 1500. That's about 60,000 miles on it.
Nice. Dodge Ram 1600, you said?
No, 1500.
Oh, okay. And do you, is that financed, leased, or owned?
Owned.
Oh. You know what I call that? A win.
Right.
Did you hear a win?
Yeah.
What got me there? The process. And, you know, I didn't even know we were going to listen to this, but how would you grade me in terms of execution?
Good.
Yeah. And so did you notice that when he was floundering around in regards to when his next payment's coming due? Or he challenged me. I said, that's when you renew? And he's like, well, I don't know if that's when it renews.
Right.
And then I said, well, so that's when your next premium. And I should have said, so that's when your next payment is due. Because he was very specific on that. And but what did I do at that point? Right after that, what did I do? Do you rent or own?
Yeah, you went on to the next question.
And is your homeowners with as well?
Mm-hmm.
And do you pay that through your mortgage? So I paraphrase that question a little bit. Do you pay that monthly or do you pay it through your mortgage or annually?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I did not ask number four, but I should have. So I'm going to encourage you guys 1 through 4 on next date form, okay?
Okay.
But at that point, would you agree that from the point that he started saying, I pay them $135, I have a car and a motorcycle, I'm a homeowner, I have them because I save money bundling, that the conversation is existing at this point?
Right.
That is your indicator to always ask the question at the bottom of that next date form. So are you on next date form?
Yeah, we are.
What is the question right above the buttons?
Can I ask you a couple more questions and send you over a quote to look at so that you have time to think about it before paying your next renewal?
That's, again, I'm telling you, that's so good. I do this a lot with people. It's the clarity that makes it good.
Right.
It's the pacing. So remember, this call started out with me saying, hi, this is Todd Schaefer calling.
Right.
And he's like, who are you?
Yeah.
And now I'm at the fact finder. Click on that button. Let's listen to a full-blown fact finder so you know what it sounds like.
Okay.
I think I get the whole thing before he tells me he's out of state.
Okay.
Nice. Are you the only driver? And I'm sorry, I want to discuss one other thing. It's good practice to subtly repeat some of the things that the customer says. So if he says, I own a Dodge F1 1500, I would say, so you own a Dodge F1500 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you with? Okay, so you're with the Allstate. You don't do it too much, but it's good practice to repeat a lot of what they say, which is the art of demonstrating to that individual that you're listening intently to what they're saying and is going to be a huge factor in building that relationship you want to have during the fact finder.
Okay.
So pay attention to that as we listen, and I won't stop it until he tells me he's out of state.
Okay.
Yep.
And what is your date of birth?
2/12/1962.
And do you go by William, Bill, or Will?
William's good.
Okay, good. I'm sorry about that. I called you Will.
Okay.
All right. So, do you have full coverage on that Dodge Ram with?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you know what your deductibles are by chance?
No, I don't.
Would you have a guess? Like, they're normally $250, $500, or $1,000.
I think it's $500.
All right. So, if your vehicle was involved in an accident today? what is the most you'd want to pay out of pocket to get it fixed?
Well, I don't know.
Well, let me ask this. Could you afford more than the $500 if it saved you significant premium on your coverage?
Probably.
All right. So what's the most you'd be comfortable paying for a deductible if it made sense on the premium? Could you afford $1,000?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And what is the value of your home?
$270,000.
Is it a two-story or a ranch?
No, it's a cabin up in the mountains in LJ, Georgia.
In Georgia?
Yeah.
Do you live in Georgia right now?
Yeah, I live in LJ, Georgia.
Oh, I wonder, did you live in Colorado at one time?
At one time, I did.
Well, bummer, William, that I can't run coverages in Georgia. So,
okay.
I apologize about that. I should have asked up front.
All good.
All right, well, I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Have a pleasant day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Your reaction
was
like, damn it.
Yeah, I was mad. That was my fact finder quota for the day. And, you know, here's again probably why I trust processes. I don't trust myself. When I'm freelancing, I have no idea what's about to come out of my mouth.
Right.
And right there, I noticed that I said, I can't run coverages in Georgia. That makes no sense, does it? But if it's written down, and I can look at the sequence of steps and it logically makes sense, I'm going to stand by it because I know it's going to make me come across logical to that individual.
Right.
Now, let's go to part three. When I ask, do you know your coverages? I will tell you guys that the majority of people have no idea.
Right.
I'm actually floored by the number of people that don't know. And the good news is when you pull their vehicles, it probably shows you what liability limits they have, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to guess on that, and we can tell them that. But it's not going to show you what deductibles they have if they have glass, towing, or loss of use, right?
Right.
So that can make a big difference if they have none of that coverage and we're quoting it.
Yeah.
So here, notice what I did. I had all the information. I knew that he was paying monthly and about $135 a month. So I had number four. I had number one, that he owned his Dodge. I had his date of birth. I verified his name, Will, William, or Bill.
Yeah.
Do you believe that kind of stuff can make a difference in our conversation?
Yeah.
Now, when he said he doesn't know, go ahead and ask number five. What's the first question?
Yeah. If your vehicle was involved in an accident today, what's the most you could afford to pay to get it fixed?
So here's what we're alluding to. And would that be a great question to ask if people saying, I have no idea what my deductible is?
Yeah.
Now, here's how it would normally sound. And I will play a call to prove this. All right, so if they say, I don't know what I have, most people would probably say, well, what I recommend,
mm-hmm.
or what most people have,
mm-hmm.
or they might even say, what I carry.
Right.
So let me prove that right now. I called around one day asking for quotes because I wanted to see what other people's processes were. And when I said, why are you recommending those coverages? This is what they all said.
Do you have $500 deductibles on your van, or what are your deductibles?
Is there a recommendation on deductibles, or?
With that, I can tell you I carry a $100 deductible for comprehensive. I know here in Colorado there's lots of hail. I live down in the springs, so we're always getting hail damage on our cars. I also had lots of people breaking into my cars. So it's nice to pay just $100 to get things like that fixed.
All right.
For my collision, I know there's slight loss of ice during the winter, so I usually do a $250 deductible.
She's a prime example of using personality, right?
Yeah.
It's nice, but she's, I mean, why is she giggling and laughing while she's telling me these coverages? And why, what is her premise for recommending these deductibles?
Right.
It's what she has. Let's go on.
But, you know, I know lots of people do select $500 deductibles in their policy just because it's average, and they take care of anything under $500, and they like to pay, you know, us $500 and us take care of the rest if it's more.
So her premise is it's what I have or it's what most people do. So it's, you probably should just fall in line, Todd, and do what most people do or what I do.
Right.
All right, if that's what you recommend. So how does one make the decision if those are like the right coverages or not?
What I can do is I can tell you this. I have the $250,000 per person, $500,000 on my autos. I've been in this business for 10 years.
So then what would you recommend I do?
Well, like I have a 95 and I carry comprehensive on it, and then I also carry UMPD because, you know, I'm pretty confident in the way I drive that, you know, I mean, you never know, things happen, but that if I have an accident, it's not going to be my fault.
And then I put rental reimbursement on the Dodge Caravan, $20 per day up to 30 days maximum. Okay?
Okay. Rental so how'd you come up with the $20 a day benefit for?
My wife and I, we have $20 a day rental car coverage. And we ended up using it once, and $30 a day can get you a bigger car, a little better car. But we found that $20 a day probably put you with Enterprise, get your, all right car, a sedan.
A car to
carry
six people?
No. $30 a day might be better to get you a van.
That's what I'm thinking.
You have four children?
I do.
How old are they?
4 to 13.
Okay. No, $30 a day sounds better then.
Kind of more fits my situation, don't you think?
It does. You're right. We only have one child, and we have a sedan, and so when we've got it, we got a compact sedan, and it worked just great for us.
What do you think of that? Well, you know what? People laugh. That's reality.
It is sometimes, yeah.
That's how so many people do it, agreed? Now, this brings me back to the point. Would it make sense to say, Todd, if your vehicle was involved in an accident today, what is the most you could afford to get it fixed?
Yeah.
And what is the, what's the most you would want to pay to get it fixed? So it's a two-part question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And would you be interested in going to a higher deductible to reduce premium? So now if I say to you, so why are you recommending a $500 deductible? Because you said the most you could afford to pay to get it fixed is $500 and you wouldn't be interested in going to a higher deductible to reduce premium.
Right.
Not, well, because I carry $500 deductible. And so that's what fact-finding is. If I would have said, if your vehicle was in a body shop as a result of an accident, would you want your rental car insurance to pay? I mean, would you want us to pay that rental car expense? Yes, okay. Are you okay with an economy car, which is going to be a small, compact sedan, or would you want a comparable car to what you're driving now? And I would have said, well, I have four kids, so I probably need a van.
Right.
Will that have any impact on your ability to close?
Yeah.
That's why the sales made and the fact finder, and that's why this is the most important step.
With the limits of liability, if they don't know what they have, do you have something that, because that one also is just like the deductible, how would you know?
Sure. Scroll down and look at what's number 14 say.
Would you say your net worth is above or below $250,000?
What's number 15 say?
in the event of an accident, lawsuit, or judgment, would you want your savings and assets fully protected, I guess? Or are you willing to assume some risk?
Thank you. I didn't know there was a typo in there.
Yeah, it's a...
I'll change that. I'll fix it. And then, number 16.
Do you have an umbrella policy?
Could that give you guys some indication if you should be quoting 5150, 100, 300, 100, 250, 500, 100?
Yeah.
So if I tell you that my net worth is probably about $1.5 million, and yes, I would want my savings and assets fully protected.
Yeah.
In order to close, does it make sense to basically build a relationship with people?
Yeah.
You do that by asking really good questions. That is called fact-finding. In addition to fact-finding, we get to remove ourselves from the typical approach of saying, that's what I have. That's what everybody else is doing. You want to do the same? And we get to talk specifically to their situation. Because you have a net worth of $500,000 and you would want your savings and assets protected, we really need to bump up your liability limits.
Mm-hmm.
That's specific, right? In order to get to the fact finder, does it make sense to first try to get to the X date where we can say, so when are you paying your next renewal? So know about when to give you a call.
Yeah.
In order to get to that step, do we have to say, if I can improve your existing plan? Would it be okay if I gave you a call before you pay your next renewal? In order to get there, does it make sense to say, you know, before paying your insurance renewals, do you feel it's a good practice to occasionally get a second opinion? In order to get there, do you have to have permission? Hey, before I go, can I ask you one quick question? In order to validate that their response to your initial ask, does it make sense to validate them by saying, okay, great?
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm trying to show you?
Yeah.
But does this all make you guys feel a little bit more prepared to embrace this process and actually give it a shot?
It does.
Okay. So if we role play next Tuesday, will you be willing to actually try to make your first calls that week?
Yes.
All right. All of you or just Anna?
Yes.
I like it. And again, the goal... as I hang up, is to get you to 2 quoting opportunities per day within an hour of cold calling.
Yes.
All right, you guys. I'll look forward to talking to you this time next week.
Okay.
But on Tuesday.
All right.
All right. Have a great week.
You do the same.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye-bye.